Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Monday to you. What's cracking? Hope you had a good weekend. Hope your week's off to a good start. It is great to be with you. We are live in Southern California. And of course, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, the show sets up like this. We've got the NFL draft upcoming, the combine as well. We've been all over that. We're trying to get to as many draft prospects as possible. And I've got another one for you. He'll be in studio. In fact, next segment, an NFL draft prospect and a former wide receiver from West Virginia, David Sills. He joins me in about 15 minutes. He will be here in studio. I'm looking forward to that. Coming up in hour number two, Bucky Brooks, an NFL Network analyst, joins us to break down the upcoming draft. Hour number three, LA Chargers kicker, Michael Badgley, in studio. And I love the way that came down. So he will be in studio in the third hour. In the meantime, I'm going to encourage you to get after it. Come and get some. Telephone number is toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-636-8686. Again, toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Best tweets get read on the air. If it's a really good tweet, I'll turn it around. I'll push it back out. I'll retweet it. I've got like 1.3 million followers. It's the best way for you to increase your following. Build your own brand. Hell, get your own show. Get a podcast. Do it. Jump on Twitter. Hit me up. If you want to go old school, just shoot me an email. We still do that. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Again, if you know what you want to talk about, you want to get going right now. Monday is an ATP day. All right, let me start first with a story that broke on Friday. Just before the show started, this past Friday, the news broke that Patriots owner Robert Kraft was being charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution. Now, at that time, the news was just breaking. The details were hazy. I want to make sure that I laid out, that I reserved judgment, that I did not rush in. I didn't want to overreact to a report or a piece of news. I didn't want to fly off the handle and say something that I would later regret. I wanted to wait until more information came in. So on Friday, when that story broke, right before I went on the air, my gut reaction, my initial reaction was, the hell is that? The hell is that? So we've had the whole weekend. I had Friday afternoon. I had all of Saturday. I had all of Sunday to think about that story, to come up with a take in reaction to that story. And having had all weekend to sit on this and think about this, my reaction to this whole thing now is, the hell is that? The hell is that? Did that really happen? Did Robert Kraft, the 77-year-old owner of the New England Patriots, really get charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution? Did a 77-year-old billionaire really get caught going to a scummy day spa in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida? And that if convicted, he could really be facing multiple months in jail. Was this guy really caught as part of a larger sting operation, which involves more than 100 people and allegations of human trafficking? And yes, it led to the headlines like Kraft American Sleaze. From the Daily News. Yeah, and how pumped were they about that? Kraft American Sleaze. Also, countless jokes related to Deflategate. And a bunch of zany one-liners about Super Bowl rings and prostitution rings. Now, it is worth repeating and reminding everybody that a spokesperson for Kraft said, and I quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further." All right, that makes sense. Standard operating procedure, SOP. The next time somebody's spokesperson admits that their client's guilty immediately after it goes down, we'll be the first. And then again, you have the police saying that they've got video footage receiving what has been referred to as, quote, paid acts on two separate occasions at that spa. So, someone on one side or the other has got some explaining to do. Either there is video of Kraft or there isn't. And if he was thinking of arguing that he had no idea that that kind of activity happened at that spa, and he was shocked to learn about it, well, it's kind of hard to make that argument, right? It's kind of hard to make the argument when you go back a second time, allegedly. You know, kind of hard to say, Your Honor, I was going there for a massage. Like, I had this knot in my back, and I had to get it worked out. I had to get it worked on. And then some things happened that, like, you know, I really didn't ask for, and I did not know about. I mean, sure, it ended happily, but I didn't know that was going to happen. And that's not why I went there, Your Honor. Oh, really, old man? Then why did you go back a second time, allegedly? So, what do you do on Saturday if you just got charged with soliciting prostitution on Friday? Well, if you're Bob Kraft, you shake it off. You allegedly hit up a pre-Oscars party. Why the hell not? And according to one timeline, the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office may officially file charges against Kraft today, which could lead to the creation of a warrant for his arrest, or in the very least, according to WBZ in Boston, a summons sent to Kraft, quote, ordering him to turn himself in. So let me recap the weekend quickly. Friday, accused of soliciting prostitution. Saturday, pre-Oscars party. And potentially Monday, officially charged and summoned to turn yourself in. Have yourself a weekend, Bobby. Hey, Bobbo, I hope that was worth it. And I know it wasn't. Then again, if the timeline provided by the Jupiter Police Chief is accurate, the incidents took place within the last month, which means that in the last month, Robert Kraft watched his team win another Super Bowl and solicited a sex worker at a day spa in a strip mall, not once, but twice. I mean, that's a hell of a month. One ring, two happy endings, allegedly. Oh, and as far as that report from Adam Schefter, that Kraft was not the biggest name involved. A spokesperson for the state attorney's office told Deadspin, quote, nobody around here has any idea what Schefter's referring to, end quote. And let me tell you about Schefty. I mean, Schefty's got lots of goodwill in the bank. My man is extremely well-respected. However, he did have Condoleezza Rice coaching the Browns. And now this. I mean, who knows? If things don't work out with America's coach, Freddie Kitchens, and you know they will, because he is America's coach. But if for whatever reason they don't work out, maybe she'll still get that job. And maybe there was a bigger name involved in this case than Kraft, although authorities say they have no idea what the hell or who the hell Schefter's talking about. So, I mean, conceivably, it could be two pretty big misses. If, in fact, they're misses. Although I can't lie. Dude did have my attention for a minute or two. I did spend a minute or two trying to figure out what other billionaire may have directed his chauffeur to a scummy spa in the middle of nowhere in an even worse strip mall for a $59 massage. But back to Kraft. I mean, it's completely insane that Robert Kraft, the man at the top of the greatest dynasty in NFL history, is the guy getting busted for going to a day spa in a strip mall, not once but twice. I mean, the kind of thing that makes people, or has people making jokes for weeks. As an example, I'm still hearing about Art Modell getting out of the shower and bruising his scrotum. And that happened decades ago. I mean, the clones won't let that go. And yes, people in the area are rushing to that strip mall to take selfies like they were back in the day here in SoCal when they wanted to roll up on OJ's house to get pictures there. But this is really important. Really important. There's something much larger at play here. Allegations involving a larger case that are hideous and disgusting. According to Sports Illustrated, quote, the alleged traffickers are accused of forcing women into sexual servitude at 10 different massage parlors in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast, all of which have been shut down. Kraft is one of 25 suspects who allegedly paid for sexual acts by women who had been forced to serve in the parlors. End quote. What I'm saying is this. If you want to come in here and argue that it's just a sad old man looking for something and that we shouldn't punish that between two willing adults, you got to hold that thought for a minute. because, as I mentioned on Friday, according to the Treasure Coast newspapers, police claim, quote, women, many of them from China, lived inside the parlor. They were not permitted to leave, end quote. So the allegation is that it's not an activity between two willing adults, but between a client and a woman allegedly being held in the parlor against her will. Now, if that's true, that's hideous. It's disgusting. It's shameful. Man, it's inhumane. It's slavery. If that's true, this destroys the idea that these are two willing adults. That's not somebody soliciting a prostitute. That's somebody soliciting a sex slave. And again, you might ask the question, did he know? How much did he know? What did he know? What did he think? Look, if it's true, this guy's going to be mocked and joked about for years to come. But if there were women in that spa who were held against their will and not allowed to leave, as is alleged, then mocking Kraft will not be nearly enough. Hate to ruin all your fun, clones, but this story is not funny. Unless you happen to find humor in human trafficking and slavery, because that's what this story is about. It's not about some billionaire owner of the Patriots looking to get off in a scummy strip mall. It's not what that's about. As much as you'd like to make it about that. 1-800-636-8686. That number's toll free, and that's the latest right there. And we will continue to monitor that. Other things that I want to get to. Let's talk some baseball. Reportedly, Bryce Harper and the Phillies are close. Right. Reportedly, Bryce Harper and the Phillies have been close for like 90 days. Except the Dodgers are jumping into the proceedings. And we'll talk about whether or not that means anything. And the NBA season is incredible. NBA Twitter, NBA action on the floor, NBA action off the floor, NBA social, Ja Rule. Did you see this guy's act at halftime of the T-Wolves and the Bucks? That was incredible. I'll get to that story a little bit later on. You know I will find time for that. Dustin Johnson went to Mexico City, cashed another fat check. But how about the ones that really matter? How about the jacket that really matters? Does that set him up for Augusta? What's going to go down there? I want to hit that too. Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636. Hawk, watch that camera. Dude, you almost did it again. And then you got the Oscars, of course. Let me read you one long-form Oscars email, and then we'll go to break, and David Sills will join me in studio. This email reads, Dear Jim, you must be very proud of the amazing night that the clones had at the Oscars. Congratulations to the following performers. Alvin winning Best Reproducer for the 27th straight year. Mark in Hollywood winning Best Animated Short for his temper tantrum after the 2018 smack-off. Sparrow winning Best On-Camera Impact for your in-studio camera crushing his skull. Best Foreign Language Film with English subtitles going to Bodie's Home Movies. Strongest Supporting Role won by Sarah T's 30-year-old corroded bra. Flight Deck winning easily for Largest Domestic Film Editor. Brad and Corona winning Most Obsessed with a European Director's Cut. Come on, Alvy, none of that. And Rex Albuquerque for his number two role in Largest Documentary. Motion Picture Lee Yours, Denlesque's Most Valuable Gaffer. Unwar Caleb in Green Bay failing for the 32nd year in a row to land an original score. Hey, Denlesque's, you're pretty happy with yourself. You're pretty proud of yourself for that email. You shouldn't be. Dear Jimmy, the Dodgers should know I ain't doing no non-long-term contracts. Signed, Mr. Big Hair.
Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest ain't doing no non-guarantees.
Mr. Big Chest.
We've had a few days. It's gone by since then. Man, that is one terrible handle. You know it's a big Antonio Brown house. This always has been. This always has been. But this whole notion of, hey, going forward, you got to call me Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
Casey, New Hampshire. And one more. His snag. While Bryce waits for a deal closer to his home, how was Janet's Oscar party, and did any XR4TI member make it as a seat filler? Regards, Scott in the Bay. Warm more rain so we can continue to support SoCal's water needs. Hey, Scott, good looking out. Just keep sending that water down here. Yeah, there was no Oscar party in my house last night. That's a thing of the past, man. Too many other things going on. Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
All right, when we come back, we are getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. I'm trying to get as many conversations with as many prospects as I possibly can. David Sills has a great backstory. You probably know it, and if you don't, you're going to want to know it. He will join me in studio. That's coming up next segment. Hey, listen, I've been sleeping on my Casper mattress. So I'd pick it over every mattress I've ever had. It helps me get the best night of sleep, period. Once you try Casper, you're going to love yours too. Casper is a high-quality mattress at an affordable price. I sleep cool and comfortably every night thanks to the unique combination of foams, which provide the right pressure relief and alignment. Casper ships right to your door for free in a small, how'd they do that, size box. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, and they will refund you everything from its engineering to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights. It is no wonder Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews of all of their products across Casper, Google, and Amazon. Put Casper to the test for 100 nights, risk-free. Go to Casper.com, use the code Rome, and get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, code name Rome. Get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Once again, Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska. Casper.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Cruising right through a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend again. Great to have you here. Now, with the NFL draft coming up, we're trying to run down as many draft prospects as we possibly can. And if we can get them in studio, that's even better. And I found another one. We are joined right now by an All-American, a Biletnikoff Award finalist, a two-time first-team All-Big 12 player. He was second in the nation with 15 TD receptions this past season, 35 receiving touchdowns in 33 games. Of course, the draft is coming up on April 25th through the 27th in Nashville. We are joined by a former wide receiver from West Virginia, David Sills, and he joins me in studio. David, that's not a bad resume right there. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
All right, so you're a few days off from the start of the NFL Combine. How does this week look for you, and what kind of emotions and feelings are you having going into the Combine?
Well, really, from what I've heard, that this week they try to grind you out and really make it a long week and everything. And then on Saturday, they tell you to go out there and put your best tests out on the field. Really, I think a lot of it is mental. You want to go through there and just they want to get you to crack and want to see how you're going to react. So you want to go in there just with a good mindset. And then obviously out there in the field testing, want to go out there and prove some people wrong. I mean, I think a lot of people don't think I'm going to run that fast. I want to go out there and prove that I can stretch the field vertically and be that vertical threat. And then a skinny white kid that, a lot of people don't think I'm very strong. So hopefully go out on the bench press as well and, get a good amount of reps there as well.
David Sills joining us. All right, so a lot in that answer that I like. The other day, Dez Bryant tweeted, quote, "Don't sleep on David Sills in the draft. I like his game and attitude. With the right team, he will make some noise early." What was your reaction when you saw that?
Yeah, I mean, I just woke up in the morning and get on Twitter, and a couple of my buddies back from West Virginia were retweeting it. It was pretty cool. I mean, I've never met Dez Bryant. Don't really know him at all, so don't really know how it came up. But obviously, he was watching my tape somehow, and it was enough to get him to go out of his way and send a tweet out. So You know, don't know if someone was telling him to do that at all, but something that's cool, especially coming from a guy like that. You know, I kind of get the red zone, you know, title because of all the touchdowns and everything. And, you know, obviously he was a great, you know, red zone threat. And, you know, when he was playing and everything, you know, so it was awesome to see that on Twitter, really, you know, unknown.
All right. So what about that first part of the line? Don't sleep on David Sills. Do you feel like people are sleeping on you?
I feel like it. You know, I feel like what I've been able to do in playing receiver at such a short period of time. I mean, only really playing receiver for the last 2 years and having such a successful college career for those last 2 years. You know, I think people are. I think people are putting a ceiling on me. I think that there's so much upside to my game and being able to, because I'm still learning. I mean, I'm still. You know, I'm continuing to learn the position every day. You know, and I think that gives me an upside that you know, makes me a lot different than a lot of other receivers. You know, and that's kind of where I have a little chip on my shoulder and an edge because you know, I kind of
so
look
you
at,
hear that stuff. You're using that stuff as fuel. Motivates you.
I look at it like, you know, these guys have been playing this position their whole life. I got to catch up. Like, there's something I got to do, and that kind of gives me the edge and gives me the motivation to get up.
How do you do that? How do you close that gap? How do you catch up?
Just outwork them. You know, continue to close that gap, continue to get better, and continue to, you know, wake up every day and put more work in the other guys that are at your position.
David Sills joining me in studio. Listen, part of the thing is, like you said, you really have not played the position that long. Now, the last time you were on this show, we talked a little bit about your journey. And for those who don't know, remember, you were offered a scholarship to play quarterback at USC when you were 13. And then you went on to become an all-conference wide receiver at West Virginia. So as you look back on this whole thing, this journey, what kind of thoughts do you have?
I mean, it's been a wild journey, for sure. I think a lot of people didn't think, I mean, honestly myself, I didn't think I'd be in this position now. You know, a lot of people were kind of riding me out when I was, you know, when I got the offer in seventh grade. I think a lot of people thought, well, this is just a publicity stunt. You know, this kid really probably won't amount to anything. You know, or if he does, he's probably going to be a head case or something like that. You know, getting all this exposure at such a young age, nobody thought it was good. You know, and I take it now, I think it prepared me for where I am now. I think, you know, all that obviously was, you know, not the way I thought it was going to go. But eventually, you know, it was always the question, what's more important, playing quarterback or just playing on Sundays? Your dream is to play on Sundays. And, you know, to leave West Virginia for a first time because I wanted to play quarterback and go to a junior college was tough. You know, that's something that leaving a place where they're not kicking you out at all. You're on scholarship, you're comfortable, but you're able to go and say, okay, I want to go follow my dream. And that was something that I was able to go do and you know, go to a junior college and it not work out. And then to have the program come back and call you.
Yeah,
and
but
say,
why did you do that? You had to find out, though, right? You went to El Camino College. What was that about? You know, why did you leave?
Everyone says, you know, you should have just stayed for your sophomore year and played receiver. You would have been much better. You would have been a much better receiver if you would have stayed. Your stats would have been better. You would have had more publicity going into your junior year. And my answer to that is more like, I wouldn't have been, because if I would have stayed there at West Virginia, I would have never got quarterback out of my system. I would have woken up 15 years from now saying, you know what, I wish I would have gave it more at quarterback. I didn't give it my all. I still had some, and I would have been, you know, not all the way in at receiver. And that was one thing. I left West Virginia, went and played quarterback at a junior college. You know, I wasn't afraid to fail. You know, I wanted to follow the dream, and when I failed, it was, you know, it failing as in not going back to another school and being able to play quarterback at a high level like I was at West Virginia. You know, that being able to take that and coach calling me back and saying, come back.
Let me jump in right there, because it didn't go the way you would hope necessarily, but Dana Holgorsen did call you up. He talked on the phone. What do you remember about that call? What happened?
Well, I remember it probably being his shortest call he's ever had to make to a recruit. We still have that joke kind of going on that he said, come back and play receiver. And, you know, I at that point, I was like considering walking on at other schools. And at this point, it was like, okay, where can I go to play receiver? And he called me and said, come back and play receiver. And I want your, you know, mind completely on receiver. I don't want any of the quarterback stuff, you know, none of that.
What did you say to him?
And I said, absolutely. And I said, I don't need a visit. I don't need anything. Send me the papers. I'll sign them and get them back to you. So
right.
It was pretty easy.
Hey, listen, he's a really interesting guy, a really interesting coach. What's he like to play for, and what makes him so different?
You know, he's an awesome coach. I don't think he comes off to the media as you know, a player's coach, like that kind of coach, because you know, of just the way you sometimes see him acting a little crazy on the field and everything. But he really does love his players. You know, we have a great relationship. I talk to him you know, quite often, even though he's at Houston now. And it was a great time playing for him. And he really does, you know, have a lot of passion for the game. And you can tell how much, you know, winning and everything means to him. But through his players, you know, he makes sure that we're all, you know, set up for the next level as well. You know, so he really was a great head coach for me. And I think he's going to do great things at Houston as well.
David Sills joining me in studio for another few moments. The chemistry between you and your quarterback, Will Grier, was something special, I think. I mean, you can even see it from the outside looking in. What would you say to any team that's thinking about bringing him in?
Oh, well, he's got a different type of skill set that I think is hard to see if he's not out there in the game. You know, I think, you know, obviously his arm talent, his leadership skills are something you see right off of the bat. But the thing that I think makes him the most different is when he gets out there in the game. He's a gamer. He's not necessarily a dual threat quarterback, but he figures out how to make things work, you know, when things break down. You know, and I think that's one of the things that separates him from a lot of the other quarterbacks is the way he can improvise and get the ball to his receivers no matter what's going on in the pocket, what's going on around him. You know, obviously he's got all the other traits, got great arm talent, great accuracy, and great leadership skills. But on the field, you know, he figures out how to get the ball to the receivers, you know, no matter what his position in the pocket is.
So final thought, and you touched on this, but you mentioned you were asked at some point, what's more important, to play quarterback or to play on Sundays? What's it mean to you to now be in a position where you're going to be playing on Sundays?
Yeah, I mean, that was always the goal. It was tough to kind of swallow at first, you know, but this is what I worked for my entire life. You know, I love playing the game. You know, it's something that I genuinely have a passion for. You know, so this next step, you know, going to the combine and then pro day and all that is really just stepping, you know, stepping in the right direction, you know, for fulfilling the ultimate dream that I've had since I was at such a young age.
Sunday's the thing. He's a former wide receiver from West Virginia, an All-American, a Biletnikoff Award finalist, and a two-team first team All-Big 12 player. You've got the draft coming up April 25th through the 27th in Nashville, the combine ahead of that. David Sills joining me in studio. Listen, good to get caught up with you. I'll be tracking that, watching carefully. As soon as you figure out where you're going to live and work, do not big league us. Be sure to come back on the program, and we'll get caught up again. Good luck with it.
Thank you again for having me.
David, good to see you. All right, take a short time out. Bottom of hour number one. If you want to react to anything you just heard, you know where to find me. Hit me up on Twitter. Call the program, 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of bottom of the first hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So again, we're trying to get in as many draft prospects as we possibly can before the upcoming NFL draft, and you've got the combine coming up too. So you've got a lot of the players out here in Southern California. And they're getting their work in. They're getting it done. And we're going to run through as many as we possibly can. There is another right there. David Sills. And once again, Lane Kiffin had offered him a scholarship when he was 13 to play quarterback at USC. That didn't work out. And then he became a wide receiver, wanted to take that one last shot at quarterback, went to El Camino College, and then when that didn't work out either, got it out of his system, and obviously was much better for it. I mean, I'm going to argue that he's a better wide receiver for playing quarterback as much as he did. But he hasn't played the position that long, and he's got a lot of upside. So we'll see how that plays out. Bucky Brooks will join me next hour. L.A. Chargers kicker Michael Badgley in studio. So they finally solved their kicker issues, and he apparently knows a little thing or two about the jungle. And we're going to bring him in. Monday is an ATP day, always brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Listen later on. I might answer yours. And thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So the Robert Kraft story is obviously an enormous story. And there is enormous potential for you clones to do what you do to a story like that. So I'm on the line. Well, actually, I'm not. I'm responsible. I'm smart and I'm responsible. You clones are on the line. Actually, no, you're not. You're way over the line. So I'm trying to balance these two things. Me saying and doing the right things and inviting you to get involved and hoping that you say and do the right things. So let's see how it comes out. At Hitman Canadian tweets, yeah, good for you, Rami Malek. You get an award for pretending to be Freddie Mercury for a couple of hours. Where's my Oscar for doing it daily? Signed, Hawk. Because I'm having a good time. That's a good email. Alvin, I got to hear that again. Those squawks were perfectly placed in that. Can I hear that again, please? Alvin can produce anything up. It's going to sound sacrilegious to a lot of you. Freddie Mercury was a fascinating and compelling guy. I just was never a big Queen fan. Never did it for me. I just was never a big Queen fan. However, I never heard Queen like that. Maybe one more time, Alvin. Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. You shouldn't stop leaping through the sky. I'm becoming a Queen fan. And not because of the movie either, but because of Alvin producing that up. All right, so far so good. That email made it better. Steven in Crowtown tweets, the biggest advantage of Bob getting busted is that he'll only have to hear his name dragged through the mud for 10 to 15 more years tops. Yeah, but seriously, we'll find out exactly what happened. It doesn't look good at all, and especially if they have videotape. But if you're Bob Kraft, and you just won your sixth ring, and you're presiding over the greatest dynasty in NFL history, if not all of sports, is that really how you want to spend your last 10 or 15 years? With that? But then again, maybe he should have thought of that before he got into his luxury sled and told his chauffeur, go that way. Head on down to Jupiter. Head on down to that rather nondiscreet, scummy massage parlor in that strip mall. Allegedly. Almost certainly. I mean, that's... Imagine something like that sticking to you. I mean, Bob, I hope that was worth it. And I know it wasn't. Allegedly. Let's see. I got a feeling. All right, so that's fair. He's only got 10 or 15 years to deal with it. I'll allow that. Let's see if we can make it three in a row. Hey, Bob. $59 massage. Great price. Do you have to tip? Signed, Matt Kuchar. All right, now we're starting to go onto the line and over the line because, again, this story is not exclusively about some rich old guy looking to get off in a strip mall. It's about human trafficking. It's about sex slavery. Now we're on the line. Now I can see where we're not going to do this. Let's see if this one helps. Remember I said at the top of the show, hope you had a fantastic weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. Dear Jim, I did. I had a fantastic weekend. Regards, Jim Irsay, former dirtiest NFL owner. On the line. Dear Rome, I 100% believe Robert Kraft. This guy is more senile than Donald Sterling. The guy got duped by Aaron Hernandez. He got tricked by Roger Goodell and ruined the legacy of his GOAT QB. Who knows how many other times he's gotten worked. He was probably looking for a McDonald's and walked in there by accident, didn't know what happened, and mistakenly walked back in a second time looking for that same McDonald's. Matt in Poland Springs. I don't think that's what happened. But there are fair questions in this. For instance, when he went there, what was his expectation? I mean, did he unknowingly walk into a sex act? Did he go, and by the way, a guy that rich, a guy with those means at his disposal, I think we could legitimately pose this question. Considering how far he had to travel to get to that spot, how far off the beaten path that spot is, I've got to imagine there are a lot more reputable spas that are a lot closer to where he started. That guy had to work pretty hard to find that place. So why? What is it about that place? He liked the pricing? He liked the value? He didn't want to spend more money? How did that guy end up in that place? Probably for a certain reason. And then if he went to that place for that reason, with an expectation, what did he think about the people who worked there? Did he think they were happy to be there? Or did he know that they couldn't leave? Did he know they lived there? Did he know that they were being held there against their own will? How much do you know? I don't know. I can't imagine a guy of those means. The owner of an NFL franchise getting into a luxury rig with a chauffeur and saying, hey, man, gas up the rig. We're headed to Jupiter. It's a half hour out. Yes, sir. Why are we going there? Just drive the car. Just drive the car. Where's that button that puts up the window between you and me? Just drive the car. I don't know. This guy writes, hey, Rome, I don't see the big deal. $59 is an agreed-upon rate by the human-trafficked masseuses. Regards, Matt Kuchar. Steven PHX, War Robert Kraft making the masseuse wear cufflinks. Look, idiot. Man, you're all working awfully hard to slam Matt Kuchar into this. What Kuchar did was pretty deplorable.
Kuchar.
And the fact that he did it and then doubled down on it and then tripled down on it and saw nothing wrong with it is really reprehensible and deplorable. But you don't hear his name being mentioned in conjunction with human trafficking. He wasn't charged with anything other than being a really bad tipper and a baggy guy. You're not looking at jail time for that. They can't put you in jail for being a bag and being a bad tipper. So can you stop trying to slam Matt Kuchar into this?
Kuchar?
Casey in New Hampshire tweets, can you break a 20? Son Matt Kuchar to his caddy after finishing 50th in Mexico this weekend. Wow. The clones were on this guy. And believe me, I was on this guy. I was really on this guy when that went down. And then I was really on this guy when he doubled down and tripled down and didn't apologize. I was really on this guy when he was saying things like, hey, come on. The guy's used to making $200. $5,000 was a really good week. Yeah, Matt, I guess, but not nearly as good a week as $1.3 million. But even I moved on. Even I turned the page. Not you clones. This email says, hi, Rome. I'm not sure the explicit video of Kraft will hurt his look. One of those helped launch my and my family's career. Signed, Kim Kardashian. John in Huntington Beach. You, sir, we're also an imbecile. Listen, Listen, I mean, I know you think it's cute and funny. It's neither. And you're probably thinking, yeah, look at Rome with all his mock indignation. No, really, I'm pissed. This really is pissing me off. Listen, some woman releasing a sex tape of her daughter in order to set up a family empire and get paid is not the same thing. Some of you might want to use words like pimp and others to associate with that family. Human trafficking. Human trafficking. Do you understand the difference between that and everything else you're suggesting? Human trafficking.